AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Five people, including two doctors and his own assistant, are facing charges in Los Angeles in the death last year of Friends star Matthew Perry. The accusations are they supplied Perry with ketamine. It's very strong and has been used as a treatment for depression, anxiety, and pain. Perry died of a ketamine overdose. Martina Strada is the L.A. district attorney.
In the end, these defendants were more interested in profiting off Mr. Perry and caring for his well-being.
The assistant facing charges, Kenneth Iwamasa, found Perry dead last year. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris were on a stage together outside Washington, D.C. for the first time since the president announced he is not running for re-election.
It is my eternal and great, great, great honor, I have to tell you, to serve with this most extraordinary human being and American.
The two announced price cuts for popular Medicare drugs. Federal officials have reached deals with drug companies to lower the price for 10 of Medicare's most popular and costliest drugs.
Our reforms not only save lives, but here's the point people don't talk enough about. It saves the taxpayers billions of dollars. What we've done so far will save the taxpayers over the next 10 years $160 billion.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country's troops have taken full control of Sutsa. It is the largest Russian town to fall to Ukraine forces since the start of their cross-border incursion more than a week ago. A source tells the AP New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy will name his former chief of staff, George Helmy, to serve as interim senator when Bob Menendez resigns later this month after his conviction on federal bribery charges. Stocks finish the day with big gains. This is AP News. Members of Congress are pushing Pentagon leaders to make sure the military is not swept up in politics.
A letter to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Joint Chiefs Chairman C.Q. Brown mirrors questions asked during the 2020 campaign, when Donald Trump suggested he might not accept the election's results. Trump has also said if he wins this year, he might use the military to police the southern border and cities dealing with violent crime. The letter asks Austin and Brown to reaffirm that active duty troops cannot legally be used as a domestic police force. The nation's top military officers faced similar concerns during the last two presidential elections. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Notre Dame suspended its men's swimming program for at least a year, finding violations of NCAA rules prohibiting gambling and team members failing to treat one another with dignity and respect. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.